Weekend Breakfast
with Refil Mpakanyane
on 702 for the curious.
We woke up to some sad news this morning, hearing news from the US that actor Chadwick Boseman, best known for playing, or popularly known for playing, for acting in Black Panther, the movie that hit Marvel superhero franchise, passed away at the age of 43 years old at his Los Angeles home with his family by his side. And joining me on the line is Dr. John Gani, who starred alongside him in the same movie, Black Panther. And Dr. Gani, thank you so much for your time this morning, and my condolences to you, having known him and having worked with Chadwick Boseman.
Thank you very much. You know, very rare do you have a particular relationship with another actor in a movie production, because we slide in and we slide out. You make no impact.
Sure.
And I've done over 30, 40 movies, and I'm not friends to everybody that I met. Sometimes we even pretend we've never met each other. I met him the first time when we were doing Captain America, Civil War.
Yes.
I arrived on set, and I was being introduced. This is Chris Evert, this is Robert G. Downey, and this is Scarlett Johansson. And he walks over and he says, "Molo Baba." Excuse me, where does that come from? He says, "I did a movie in Cape Town." The guys I was working with in the crew called me Polisi, and they gave me a few words. And I said to him, "What a coincidence. My eldest son, Atanda's elder brother, is Polisi." And that means peacemaker. And that was such a befitting name for him. And then we met again now in the blockbuster Black Panther.
Yes.
What was evident, it is his passion and focus and professionalism.
Absolutely.
You know, big stars, when you call, like everybody on set, they need a runner to go and get them, because they're still talking, or they're still doing makeup, or
they're in that trailer.
Yeah. And when I arrive on set, he's already there. He's already there. Dada, Baba, can we go over this? You know, and one of the most moving moments when he looked at me and he said, "Are you happy with me?" I said, "What are you interested in? With the way I'm playing this role, it's very important." I said, "Indeed." And we are aware, especially director Ryan Coogler, that this was one-time opportunity.
Sure.
That the young director, Ryan Coogler, was given an opportunity by Marvel to direct of over 400 million blockbuster with a 99.9 black company.
Yeah.
Therefore, they knew this was Africa moment. And if we did not make it, it would take another 10 years before a young director or a black actor would be given such an incredible role.
Absolutely.
So everybody was, this is our moment, guys. This is Africa's moment.
Mm.
And when I introduced isiXhosa, you know, as an indigenous language of Wakanda, it was like everybody was excited around me. Yes. What can I say this? Can I say this? Can I say this? You know, it was fantastic in that way. But Chadwick, you know, there was an uncanny resemblance between him and Atanda.
There absolutely was.
You know, both on set were like my two sons.
You know, Dr. Gani, we often talk about a life well lived, and it seems as though from the relationship, the outpourings from his colleagues and his friends on social media, that he really did do that, live a very, very meaningful life and touched people immensely. Talk to me about his skill as an actor to embody the various and such disparate characters as well, which he did, whether it was, you know, in The Five Bloods, this latest Spike Lee joint, or whether he was, you know, taking on the role of James Brown, for instance, in Get On Up. You know, just the ability to move from genre to genre and embody those characters. Talk to me about his skill.
You know, sometimes you look things in hindsight. There was an urgency in his demeanor, in everything he did. There was that kind of extreme focus, almost like somehow the creator had given him a signal that he hadn't got enough time. And so whenever he took on a role, he was like a chameleon. He took it completely. And Chadwick Boseman, who talks and jokes before action, is totally different who is in the center of the character. He had that kind of commitment and sharing. I mean, the fact that he would come over and ask, can you go over the lines? What do you think I should say? Do you feel that I'm in the right position? And what was wonderful was his professionalism. Sometimes when you shoot in a film set, the big stars, you give them lines because you're behind the character. It's called point of view, all right? When it's your turn, they use the continuities or somebody to feed you lines because they're back in their trailers.
You know,
you never like, but you are available for them.
Yeah.
And Chadwick would be there when actually I just need to look at him.
And I doing that off-camera work that so many actors don't have. Yeah, that's phenomenal. Yeah.
And he did it as if the camera was on him. The same way when you were giving him the lines and giving him a POV, when it's your turn, he continued. He didn't just throw lines. And that was the extreme professionalism. And he was very talented.
Yeah.
He always was shuffling, doing a James Brown move, doing this move and his energy. And we had to stop him from doing most of the stunts. I mean, remember the explosion at the UN when I was standing there. He swung on a string right to grab me, trying to save me. And they were saying, no, you don't have to. He says, no, I will. No, I will. So he was energetic and physical about it. And it's as I said again, people forget each other, but we did not. I mean, every day when I'm working, sometimes we will drop an SMS and a WhatsApp. When I was in London in January, I said, that I hear you doing a play in London. Is it possible coming to America? I said, I hope so soon, but I'm busy now. But when Atandwa called me at 2 a.m. this morning and I saw on my phone, as a father, you panic. You think, oh, COVID-19. Lives Matter marches. What the hell has he got himself into? He said, no, there's nothing wrong with me. Chadwick has just passed away. I took a deep breath. I thought, no, they are in pre-production for Black Panther 2.
Yeah.
What's going to happen? And I really want to thank and praise the South African contingent musicians, Connie Chume, Atandwa, who were in that movie. They really distinguished themselves. Connie Chume was like a matriarch, you know, with all the ladies around her talking about the Africanness, the culture, the role of women which in leadership, which everybody had to understand what it meant, that Africa has never been like I know today.
Sure.
You know, what was wonderful about Black Panther also is that the generals, the women, had a very much powerful role in that one, which exactly is where we should be today with Africa and the women of this country.
Dr. John Gunney, thank you so much for your time talking to us about the life, the time, the work of Chadwick Boseman, American actor who passed away this morning.